Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Eminem murdered you on your own tape.
Oh, my God. All right, it's hour number two, Bart and Han. Allen,
wait to listen to the third best rapper alive. I'm not going to put him out the dead ones.
Quote from Karis. One.
Third best. Okay.
We're going to get some Nas in here now anytime soon?
No, I Bridge. Want some Eminem.
Red Cafe?
I need some Eminem. I need Renegade. Put Renegade on. You don't want to put that on because you don't want to embarrass your boy.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Yeah, he need more people. Listen.
All you got to say is this, though. When you want to answer anybody from outside of New York that tries to tell you about how their hip-hop is better, is what was influenced? What influenced Eminem? What influenced even the L.A. style? Who influenced any of that? Where did it all come from? Where's the originator? Where's the epicenter?
So what?
What do you mean, so what? It does matter.
You act like Detroit is new to influencing the world on music. It's called Motown, son. Okay. So quit playing. You wouldn't have
but
no R&B.
We're not talking about Motown.
So who the hell influenced Mary J. Blige?
Well, I can tell
who
you.
Who the hell influenced that? Anita Baker. Aretha Franklin.
Well, okay.
Madonna, son. But, we got every genre,
okay,
beat.
But the jazz that originated in Harlem.
I don't care about that. That ain't jazz.
But where do you think it all came from?
Bro, we got Stevie Wonder. If you don't shut your mouth and don't say that Detroit and the Temptations and Motown didn't influence every R&B singer you
but what
got
influenced
around
them?
SZA, her.
What influenced them?
What do you mean? Diana Ross. Ooh, and we got Diana Ross, son. Great plan. She created the girl with the fattest ass on TV. Tracy Ross, baby. Buns for buns, son. Quit playing, B. So, y'all influence one genre. We influence one genre, baby.
It's amazing that you saying the Giants hate Saquon Barkley has led us to this civil war of boroughs, and you claiming that.
That's Gil talking about Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, son. Listen, nobody ever says I'm from the Bronx. So, like, everybody.
What do you mean no one said I'm from the Bronx? It's all anybody ever says is where they're from.
They don't say I'm from the Bronx, son. Like, people from Brooklyn always got to add son to it.
Son?
Yeah. I'm from Brooklyn, son. Work to mother, son. Straight up beat. I'm from Brooklyn, son. Marcy, beat.
That does.
Fort Greene, son.
That is true.
Like, bro, like, I'm a girl, sir. Nah, you my son.
Sir, this is a Wendy's. Alex in the Bronx. What's up, Alex?
I'm from the Bronx, son. Forget Brooklyn. Brooklyn is trash. You don't want no tour through Brooklyn.
Right.
Forget about Brooklyn. Bronx is where it's at. And Harlem. And Alan just mentioned both of those. We got jazz and we got hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Started both.
That's right. Yeah.
So what's up, Bart? What are you talking about?
No, I rock with Harlem. I rock with Harlem.
Welcome to our city. You can't come here with blasphemy, Bart.
You know what the greatest thing about the Bronx was?
We'll send you back to Baltimore, Bart.
The greatest thing about the Bronx, it was next to Sin City, man. Bring Sin City back. Bring La Marina back. Let's bring La Marina back and let's bring Sin City back, B.
Oh, and the Bronx had Big Pun, the greatest rapper ever. So let's just
behind Eminem. I got you, the Spanish here. Eminem.
Yeah.
City bitty the ditty the bitty the witty the giddy itty witty the bitty the nitty
Alex.
The ditty.
Oh, this is going too far. Greg in New Jersey, Greg.
Hey, Alan, I just want to let you know you're whack, man. Bart's got it spot on.
What is spot on?
1989. Look at the population. Look at Detroit dwarfed all the five boroughs.
Thank you, B. Thank you. He want to talk about now.
And I'm from New York. I just let a little history lesson.
Thank you, Greg. Surprise somebody with some damn sense and a sense of history. Detroit used to be the second largest city in the world. You know what? We ain't sending y'all no more cars. Y'all ask and walk and deal with public transportation. No more cars for Long Island.
You are, Greg, you're wrong. Greg, you're wrong.
Quit hating, man.
I am looking right at it. It peaked. In 1950, again, the explosion of obviously the automobile industry, at 1.8.
Man, you got to add. That's because we drew 8.
By 1990, it was already dwindling down to just barely over a million. Brooklyn.
I'm looking at it right now.
I am too.
Detroit had 3,900,000 people.
Nah, something wrong with your internet.
That's not what I have
See,
here.
See, that's what happens when we sitting here in this dictatorship in ESPN. They only allow them to do New York positive stuff.
Is that what it is? Is that what it's Greg, I just love him. Barco's heel, man. That's all I care about. Barco's heel. It's just
Greg,
it's
Greg,
so far.
Greg, no more cards for Long Island.
Lavelle in the Yonkers. Lavelle.
We'll drive y'all city bikes. Ride y'all city bikes.
All right. There's so much to unpack here. First, yep. Alan, I'm on your side, Alan, but actually when it comes to jazz, I started in New Orleans. We can't take credit for jazz.
Thank you.
Well, Louis Armstrong brought it with him.
No, and then he moved here.
The real reason I call this the roast part, Bart, get in the oven because I'm roasting you, bro. Detroit is like a post-apocalyptic wasteland, bro.
Oh, no.
I've never seen an abandoned skyscraper in my life till I saw a video in Detroit. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about what Brooklyn smells like. I don't even want to know what Detroit smells like.
It don't stink.
Right,
it don't stink because we got that great fresh water. It don't smell like that stinky-ass river y'all got.
You're a New York legend. Can't wait. And you don't know that New York has the same mayor, the same police department. All five boroughs have the same everything.
Who cares? I live in New Jersey, B. I live in New Jersey. I don't care.
Let's play your game. Let's play
your game. No. Who's the mayor of Connecticut? Who's the mayor of Connecticut?
I don't care.
So I live in Jersey.
There is no mayor of Connecticut.
States don't have mayors.
Don't phone a friend from Allen. You almost went there.
Let's play a game, though. Bart, I want to play a game because I live in Yonkers now. I'm originally from the Bronx. I live in Yonkers. Let's add the 200,000 in Yonkers. Let's add everybody from Long Island. Let's add everybody from Mount Vernon, New Rochelle. If you want to add outside cities, let's add all them together and go up against.
First of all, Michigan.
In history, the FSA, Eminem is the best rapper ever. So congratulations on making history. The first black man ever to put Eminem number one.
No, I'm not. 50 Cent said it too.
Yeah, I wonder why he made him rich and famous. So
exactly. Does that mean that he's not credible?
This is how Eminem raps: rhinoceros, hip hop, sodomist, esophagus, blah blah. He a lot of nonsensical words that rhyme.
So tell me this.
Using too many napkins. Bapkins.
So tell me this. Tell me this.
Esophagus, rhinoceros, esophagus.
Tell me this. Why did Nas say that Eminem murdered you on your own tape?
You're on the floor playing with Harrison Ford.
Why did Nas?
On that one song, he did.
He doesn't always say rhinoceros and preposterous in my esophagus.
every dog has his day.
Two New York dudes said that Eminem was better than him.
First of all, he was dissing him, Bart. You can't go with that. He was literally 50, trying to
50 Cent wasn't wrong. Dissing him. 50 Cent wasn't dissing him. He got no beef with Jigga.
Bro, 50 Cent owes him everything. Of course 50 Cent loves him.
I thought Dr. Dre owed him everything.
No. 50 Cent owed... No, 50 Cent is the one who signed him.
Ah.
50 Cent is the one who signed him. And he was getting... We could get into that whole thing. He was getting blacklisted and Eminem made him rich and famous. Of course, he loves him. I love him too.
What kind of?
I say he was the best too.
What kind of car you drive? You don't even want to go to music, because y'all don't want to go to music against Detroit.
And also, what does it say about your city that when one industry leaves, your entire city collapses and everyone has to move? Mm. I rest my case.
It's okay. We gonna come repo your car, punk. You walking city bike for life. City bike for life. We take it back our car.
All right, Lavelle.
Don't think we ain't got no track on your
That's
GPS.
All we got.
We come to repo your stuff, punk.
What if he drives a BMW, South Carolina?
It's made in Detroit.
It's South Carolina.
What are you talking about?
All the parts are shipped to South Carolina. Cars are built
and you,
there.
You don't think none of the parts come BMW. From Michigan? You don't think none of the subparts?
No, they come from.
Why you think Vinny Johnson worth $400 million?
Who?
Benny Johnson worth $400 million because he sells parts to the auto industry. He lives in Detroit,
right.
From Detroit.
Right, that's those cars.
All right,
I'm just saying, what if he drove...
And that PPG paint that you get from Michigan, we gonna come strip your paint off, too. We got to come and sandblast your car. You ride around in sheer metal.
Let's just reset here, shall we?
Hell no,
we'll get back to calls.
I want all the New York folk, disrespectful.
So, Adam Schefter reporting us. Today is tag... Franchise tag deadline day, and the What are you pointing
those
at?
Those are all the tag prices.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the running back would be 11.9.
Almost 12. You can't even get Saquon Barkley.
And Saquon Barkley, the Giants, Adam Schefter reporting, will not be signing Saquon to a franchise tag, which would be essentially almost $12 million. So he's going to be a free agent. And next week, he's going to be able to see if he can sign with another team for what he feels
is his
market value, while the Giants look for a cheaper version of a running back and they go forward. So it looks like the days of Saquon Barkley with the Giants will be officially over unless something crazy happens.
A team in need looking for a discount.
And also being reported is that the Jets are planning to release CJ Uzama.
They should have been did that. I'm so happy. Him and Langton Thompson did not pan out.
Yeah.
They weren't what
Uzama
they were.
Really just did not play well.
And Conklin was going to be the number one guy anyway. That's why I didn't get it.
Yeah, but even like it felt like Uzama was getting more opportunities, right?
Yeah.
Conklin was more of a blocker. And then obviously, who's the kid from Long Island?
Reggett.
Who?
Start with an R.
Reggett?
I just made it up.
I don't know why I can't.
From Ohio State.
Yeah.
Start with an R.
I don't know why. I can't think of his name. I feel terrible. But he's opened up a lot of eyes there. But so that can save them some money. And Rich Cimini is saying that the Jets are going to have like in the $20 million range in cap space.
That's still not enough. They need to create some more.
That's right. It's Ruckert. I feel like such an idiot.
Yeah, they're going to
I apologize to the Ruckert family.
They're going to restructure.
Also apologize to Ken Reggett, the great Penguins goaltender at one point in his life. But anyways,
they're going to restructure CJ
and Dave Meggett. While we're at it, let's throw that in there too.
According to Eminem, Meggett the Peggett the Weggett.
That's actually a great bit.
We're going to restructure C.J. Mosley and give him an extension, and that'll take a lot.
So there'll be more money there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some holes to fill, clearly, and the offensive line is one of those areas. So, you know, that's happening on that front. And then there's another story we haven't gotten to yet, Bart. Russell Wilson is also going to be cut free from the Denver Broncos.
He was coming here to be the backup, right, according to Greeting, right?
You tell me. You tell me where a good landing spot for Russell Wilson would be. Pittsburgh?
It depends. Like, you have to see what happens with Kirk Cousins.
Know what comes with this guy, though, right? Like, we do know that what comes with Russell Wilson, even though last year he had good numbers,
they're my goodies.
It's everything else that comes with it. It's his own coaches, his own people, his own
He got rid of his own coach already last year.
But you know, like, the part of the issue with Russ is not what's on the field. It's all the stuff that comes with it away from the team.
Maybe, who knows, maybe the Commanders might take a look at him.
That's not crazy.
As a bridge guy. Sam Howell is a gettable
person. Is that what Cliff
person.
Kingsbury came back to the NFL for, though?
No, they're going to draft a guy, too, but
yeah.
He can be a bridge. You don't have to force him to play.
They get the second pick, right?
I think Allen is probably gettable, too. They have the defensive tackles. They spend this team. This is what I don't understand about the Commanders. They let two great pass rushers go.
I know.
So Montez Sweat ended up with like 13 sacks. He had 6 for Washington and 7 for the Chicago Bears.
Right.
Then they drafted Chase Young, let him go, and who the hell signs like two defensive tackles to that type of money? That's the dumbest thing I ever. Like, why would you spend? You never spend that much money in one position.
But why do you think that they are going through an entire overhaul with that organization?
So I'm just telling you that he can be available too. So,
okay.
No, that's just like a little nugget. So when
you see Fadakasi also is available, they cut him. He's another tackle, right?
Yeah, that means he wasn't that good.
Well, I think
you're talking about D tackle.
Yeah,
they used to be here.
Yeah.
He thought, yeah, he went to Jacksonville.
Run stopper.
So if they cut him, no, see, that's a problem.
He's not
supposed to be a run stopper. He thought he was trying to get sacks and swim everybody. So listen, you get cut 2 years after getting paid, that's basically Uzama. Like, that's basically Langton Thompson. You didn't work out. You were bad.
Didn't live up to what they wanted you to be.
You were nothing. I'm not bringing Fadakasi.
No, okay. Okay. Foley Fadakasi. Everybody loved him when he was here.
Yeah, and then he got cute, and he started swimming and stopped. Like, because he was a homegrown young guy that went to Rutgers.
Great
story. He has a brother that went to Rutgers.
No, he's a wonderful story. There's a lot about him to like.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't like him. So there's a lot of different headlines. And then here's this one that I feel like we should visit this now. Because this one, to me, is a curious statement by Rich Eisen from his show. Listen to this about what he feels as we talk about Saquon Barkley and his days are over. Daniel Jones and the Giants, how do they feel about him?
Number 3 of my top 5 rumors I heard at the combine is the Giants are absolutely done with Daniel Jones.
Wow.
Done.
Wow. Absolutely done.
Done. Might have to play him this year.
Whoa.
But that ain't it. And they feel that ain't it. The words I heard at the combine multiple times, two words were buyer's remorse.
Buyer's remorse on the contract.
Yeah, should have paid Saquon.
They're done. But Bart, is this, all right, I'm going to you to judge this one to me. Is this breaking news or Captain Obvious?
It's Captain Obvious to me.
Like, does this make you shake when you hear that, go, wow? Or do you go, yeah, we see that.
See, but what that does suggest is, okay, if you're done with him at the next year, then what's the plan? Are you going to draft the quarterback? Are you going to move up?
That's the scary part, because can you draft one?
You're trying to kick the can down the road with all the holes that you have to fill if you're getting a quarterback of the future.
You still got him for one more year, right? Now, does that...
That tells me Michael Penix Jr., maybe. That's how you try and do it.
Okay.
You draft Michael Penix Jr. in the second round. You have the two second-round draft picks if you can move
back.
That's
not terrible.
The bottom of the first.
And then you can give yourself a veteran, too, if you need.
The Ravens will move back. If you get a Ravens, one of your number twos, you can move into the first round.
Getting a pick number 30, whatever it is, 20-something,
yeah,
right?
They'll give you 20-something. Ravens, mm-hmm. Andy Reid, always willing to move back because you can give them that pick.
And then you get the fifth year.
But it's going to cost you a second.
Mm-hmm.
So moving to first.
Well, you got two.
Yeah, but then you're going to have two ones and no twos.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well,
or unless they take it and say, we'll swap twos and we'll give you three.
Russell Wilson, not an option?
No, hell no.
Hell no? Mm. Like, hell no. Hard no. Mm. Like, hard no, Russell Wilson.
You want to bring that to the five boroughs?
I mean, you think he would want to be here? I think so.
Yeah.
Because he's a Yankee prospect.
He has a house here.
That's what I'm saying. He makes a case.
Sierra would be sitting there trying to do tracks.
Let me ask you, and again, think about Brian Daboll and the way he likes to play.
Listen,
it's completely out of the realm of possibility.
If I just got yelled at by Sean Payton, you think I want to be yelled by another dude on the sideline?
Russell Wilson didn't decide to leave. They decided to move on
from
him.
What I'm saying is the frustration is like the style of coaching Daboll. I don't know if Russell really want to sign up for being yelled at.
Okay. So that's out of the question.
Yeah. If I'm him, I'm trying to go to Atlanta. See, that's why Kirk Cousins is the key.
Yep, I agree.
Kirk Cousins go to Atlanta, then that means Justin Fields goes to Pittsburgh or maybe
Minnesota. Minnesota needs a quarterback.
They would never trade him within the division.
I know. So, again.
Chicago would never trade him within the division.
I'm saying not Justin Fields, but Minnesota is another team that's going to be needing a quarterback if Kirk Cousins, who, by the way, let's not forget, Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles.
Yeah.
And he's still going to get paid. Because
he's made more money than anybody.
It's amazing.
He's had guaranteed contract essentially for 5 years.
It really is amazing.
Because he had the 3-year guarantee there and he had the two franchise tags back to back.
But the fact that like what Rich is saying is that the Giants are done.
Yeah.
Him saying he heard that, okay, well that just solidifies something that we were believing. Like he's saying that's a rumor. So he's hearing it, which is solidifying what we all are kind of feeling anyway, right?
Yeah, down there in Elmo's.
So it's one, yeah.
A lot of people talking, they get drunk at that bar.
Oh, yeah.
And you have so many team personnels, and a guy like Rich.
Well, it's not even team people. It could be agents as well and what they're hearing, you know.
Well, agents, but also, like, it's so many people there from the organization there. If you can't keep leaks out of the media here, you go there, a guy like Rich Eisen, who you've probably known for 10 years, you've been in other places, he's helped you out.
All you're doing is just shooting the spit.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, like, you start talking about stuff, and then somebody just says, oh, well, what are the Giants doing? What are they?
He's like, man,
it's like, no,
we trying to get rid of him, man. We got one more year.
We got to play him now, but don't expect him to be around for long. That was a bad contract. They realized it once he got hurt. You just see how the guy just, you know, the neck now is a problem, the knee. You know, that's what it's about. You're pointing.
Oh, I was just saying the headline.
Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons.
It's getting a lot of steam, but. Yo, I still think Justin Fields is the best move.
Well, if you're the Falcons, is you're relatively young team, wouldn't you want to have like?
Well, we just don't know what the asking price is for Justin Fields. See, you can just sign Kirk Cousins outright.
Well, what's that going to cost you?
What, Kirk Cousins?
Yeah,
about $40 million.
Is he worth? You know what I mean?
Like he's worth $40 million. Like he's been
Falcons 10. Is what I mean because you know you're. It's not quarterback for the next 10 years
with all those weapons.
Yeah.
Maximizing.
How many playoff games has he won?
Maybe two.
One. Okay. So he's Dak Prescott.
Yeah. And the Cowboys aren't sure they want him.
Yeah.
All right, 800-919-3776.
Maybe the Giants think they can sign Dak Prescott after he walks away next year.
Imagine that. Andre in Jersey. Andre.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, first, I want to say, Han, you've been my man since Humpty. Keep up the good work. Barry, you're the dog, too.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, bro.
What I wanted to talk about was the running back situation with Saquon. I think if they restructure running back contracts so that they have a balloon payment at the end, like a performance bonus in the last year, it'll be a lot easier for the team to deal with either offloading them or just paying them based on the performance bonus, because at least they'll be getting production for the entire length of the contract, or at least at the back end of the contract. I don't know what you guys think about.
Yeah, they can front load contracts and give them big signing bonuses and give them a longer contract than they know that they're really going to be there. So you give a guy like Saquon Barkley a 5-year deal, it's prorated over 5 years. You give him a big hefty signing bonus, and then you don't feel his cap number, you know, dwindles and falls off the cliff later, right? What happens is if you look at what's going on now, all these teams that's over the cap, what are they doing? They're converting people's salary into signing bonuses and is dropping their cap number. So you can just do that on the front end of Saquon, give him a 3-year deal for $36 million, but make it a 5-year deal. That way it's stretched out and you can go, you know, $36 million or $40 million over 5 years. You know what I mean? But, you know, really you give him the bulk of his money at the front end of it. So you can give him like a 5-year deal for $50 million, but it's really a $36 million deal. The same thing that we're talking about Dak Prescott and his funny deal. The same thing we talk about Daniel Jones, signed a 4-year deal, but why are we talking about them moving on from him next year? Because it's funny money. So they can move it around. And the fact that they got extra $30 million, I don't understand why they, you know, if they were willing to pay him $10 million last year, why wouldn't they pay him $12 when now it's more money in the pot?
I think we're going to see that. Like as business starts to open up, you'll start to see the things that Joe Shane's doing, and you'll see Dak's what they're prioritizing.
Dak's about to get $60 million.
Which is absolutely insane.
Like
I don't think Jerry's comfortable doing
this. The quarterback
this.
Money is matching basketball. Right. Jaylen Brown makes $60 million. Dak Prescott about to make $60 million.
Yeah, the Celtics,
that's going to be 5 years, $60 million.
This summer, they're going to have two guys, $300 million each. Two. $300 million. Right?
They better win a championship now.
That's right. That's why they feel the pressure of it. And then, of course, this is also why this summer, when all the new broadcasting deals start getting done, you know how the NFL saw a spike? I'm curious to see if the NBA sees a similar spike. Not
another
this summer,
spike?
But
ooh,
next summer.
Another spike?
Well, if you get, again, Apple, Amazon, all trying to get in the game now, along with Turner and Disney.
So we're going
to
see a
NBC.
So we're going to see a $65, a $70 million annual guy?
Can you imagine? Like, we're already at 60. What's saying that in the next 5 years, we don't get to 70?
Otani, just PM looking at Otani, man, hey, that's short break.
Like, think about it. Luka, at one point in his life, might be making $70 million a season. At some point, right? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, at some point, might be making $70 to $80 million a year to play basketball. Isn't that wild? They play 82 games in a season.
Hey,
but
you can't get your money if you only play 60.
Well, but think about it. Players on average like play about 70 games a year. Imagine if you play 70 games and you're paid $70
million. $1 million a game.
That's pretty good. All right, we have audio files coming up. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7. The
Brooklyn Sun!
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, there's a report from Rich Eisen that the Giants done with Daniel Jones is their franchise quarterback. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave were wondering if maybe that report is just a smokescreen.
What would be the rationale behind it? So teams think that you're desperate to move up to three, but you don't want to move up to three? Like, what's the point of that?
Create the illusion that you want to take a quarterback so a team will jump up ahead of you. Team trades up to 5 to get the quarterback. Or team don't, and all of a sudden now you have
the pick of even more of the litter of the receivers?
Right, you get the receiver, I mean, say Arizona says, no, we're not going anywhere, we want to take Harrison with 4.
Right.
Then you get, you know, neighbors at 6 if you want them, or whoever it is.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it is Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
This is where it got real.
Hey, bruh, hold
the
on.
The bridge is over.
Hold on, man. If I don't get no Detroit representation, I don't care if it's MC Breed, ain't no future in your front.
This is when the beef got nasty.
You give me some T Grizzly, some 42 Doug. You know what I'm saying?
But you know the history
You'll
of this
be lucky
song,
to get
right?
Anything Detroit.
You give me some Dage Low.
All the blasphemy you've been saying today, I don't know if you get Detroit.
But
today.
None of that was towards Harlem, son.
This is all about, though. This is like they completely took down Queensbridge. Just completely took them
down. But that I'm smacking camera.
Oh, wow. Good luck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't do
you don't
that.
Think I can smack camera?
I just don't think you should.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not, it's not good for your health.
Mace tried to – my health.
No, it's not good for your health.
I'm a gangster, too. What you talking about?
But you're one.
I'm moving silence. But, you don't think I – hold on. Are you watching BMF? You don't think I got a team behind me, Sy? Are you watching that? Where they come from? Come on, man.
Yeah, I know they from the D, but come on, man.
Did you really say BMF?
Yes. Yeah. You don't know who BMF is?
I mean, yes, but
he getting out too in 25. He getting out in 10 months. Mm. Big Meech coming home.
Are you picking him up?
Nah.
You generally do pick people up though when they get out.
Yeah, pick my nephew up. He did 11, son. I got killers in my family. I ain't worried about it. Listen, why you think I talk so much stuff? You know what I'm saying? I'm like old boy from
You're just the cousin that made it out, is what you're saying.
Pretty much. Like, bro, it's 160 of us.
Of?
My family.
100? Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
People know about them Pippins.
Oh, that's right. He claims Pippin.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot about that.
No, Scottie Pippin is my cousin. But
I know, you claim
he's from Arkansas. He's not
when
from.
Was Scotty on last? We get him on the show?
Hmm?
We haven't gotten him on the show yet.
Let's get Larissa on the show.
Larissa? Larsa?
Close. Listen, we don't name that chick.
We can get Larissa on, too. I don't mind.
Listen, if Scotty put in the word, we'll put them paws on Larissa. You know what I'm
saying? I'll tell you what. Right now, it's time for us to step aside, let the headline makers do the talk in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
The Audio File.
Put the word out, Scotty. You know what it is.
Now I feel like we should have like some type of audio of Larissa. I need to know who she is. It's a very pretty name.
Do anybody in here object? Yeah, mother. Yeah. I do. Come here. You know what time it is.
Do you want football or basketball first?
Let's go basketball.
Basketball.
It is my favorite sport.
Dante DiVincenzo. This is, again, the last we saw on the injury report. Now, you know what? You realize that during the break we were too busy talking and I wasn't doing what I meant to do, which is you do some talking right now. I have to find something.
A, B, C.
No, that's not, easy. That's
oh,
not what I,
oh, never mind.
Yeah, I didn't say sing. I just all right. The latest injury report for tonight's game between the Knicks and the Hawks, Jalen Brunson is still listed as questionable with the left knee contusion. The fact that he's not out, that he's questionable, you know, that has to feel somewhat good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dante DiVincenzo, not worried.
I said, I asked him if he was okay, and I said, I'll be fine. And, you know, that's everything to me. Like I said the last time he went down, I don't worry about Jalen. He's, you know, he's one of the toughest guys in the league. So whatever it is, I truly can't even say. I don't even know. So whatever it is, I know he's going to bounce back really quick and be ready to go. He's tough as nails.
Knicks play the Hawks tonight at the Garden. The Hawks, they don't have Trae Young. He broke his finger or tore a ligament in his finger. Yeah. So he's out.
So they should
he's not playing.
Yeah, they should be able to get it. He's the linchpin for them.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I know they still have Deontay Murray, yeah. But the Hawks just lost two games to the Nets.
Dang. You just gonna diss the Burrow?
What? What do you mean?
Brooklyn, son.
What does that mean? I'm just saying, they lost.
Yeah, he's like, man,
they lost two games.
They got
to the
24
Nets.
Wins.
They have not played well.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So, yes, remember we talked about Shake Milton, who was waived by your Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, we keep helping the Knicks out.
Yes, you do. That's the third player off the worst team in the league that the Knicks are adding. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Hold
just
up,
kidding.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
You know, give him back.
But officially,
no, give him back. Give him back. No, hell no. Give him back.
He officially signed with the Knicks today. I don't believe he'll be available to play tonight, though, right? I'm not sure, but he did sign, so you do add a guard. But anyways, Brunson, it does sound like that they avoided what could have been a serious injury. And now for the Knicks with 21 games to go at 36 wins. I mean, what are we looking at? It'd be 14 and 7 if they want to get to 50, right?
Yeah.
Can they do that?
I think they can.
50 wins would be quite a watermark for them. They haven't done that in over a decade. For Dante DiVincenzo, it's about getting healthy and just stacking dubs.
I mean, you look at it, we're down four starters. You know, they're down one starter. You just look at the matchups. But the thing about us is we're gritty. We're collectively together. And everybody wants, you know, each other to succeed. I don't think there's one guy that wants to go out there and outshine anybody. And I think that, you know, tonight was a perfect game to see that. It was very balanced. Everybody was getting shots. Everybody was getting stops. So that's our only goal, is just to win games. It doesn't matter how we do it, as long as we, you know, scrap out a win and move forward and learn from it.
I mean, these guys, this is one thing they do. This is a tough-minded team that's just going to grind.
He said the key.
What's that?
We're collectively together.
Right.
And when nobody cares about the credit, the ball goes where it's supposed to go. And the person taking the shot is the person who's supposed to take the shot.
I mean, how important is that? When you have, like, a team that does have some depth, but not like a super, superstar, like there's no megastar on this team. Everybody is just understanding, this is my role and this is what it's taking to win today. And no one is going to argue or fight over the ball. That stuff's important, or even the credit.
Yeah, it's about to be one. It's about to be a superstar. We talk about this money getting handed out. Jalen Brunson about the cash in.
I'd probably sign him as soon as I could.
Yeah, I'll sign him now before that new money.
Shake Milton, by the way, Ian Begley is saying, will be with the Knicks tonight against the Hawks. Now, I can't imagine he's spent much time, like, you know, just tossing him in there. So I probably wouldn't
go out there with second team. Go out there, run some sets.
Deuce can start. Yeah. You know, does Jalen have to play tonight?
I wouldn't. I would think that you can win without your superstar.
I think you'd think you could, right? And then you just get Shake some burn. He's going to wear number 13, by the way, Bart.
Who's that?
He's wearing 13.
There's nobody special in the Knicks?
Mark Jackson once wore 13.
Oh. So is nobody special?
When I think of number 13, I think of Mark Jackson.
Let's go on Mark. We need to go on Mark's podcast, man.
It's good that he has that. All right, on to football, shall we? Let's see. All the different tackles that the Jets have been meeting with and all the different players they can meet with, all of them.
Defensive tackles or offensive tackles?
Offensive tackles.
Oh, okay.
All of them are always asked the same question.
Yeah.
What do you think that question is?
What is it like to block for Aaron Rodgers? And he's like the coach.
Amarius Mims, Georgia.
It would mean a lot. Aaron Rodgers, a guy I grew up watching with the Packers, you know what I'm saying? He's, like I said, one of the NFL's best quarterbacks, and I would love that.
Talese Fuaga.
He big as hell.
Who you have talked about.
That's just speechless for me. You know, you see Aaron Rodgers growing up as a kid and stuff, and you potentially could block for this guy, which is crazy for me, and it's just like, just a dream kind of thing.
Yeah, just protect the old man, will you, kid?
Let's go get a Samoan, man. It reminds me of Necessary Roughness.
Olu Fashanu.
I would not let them harm you, Mr.
Yeah,
B.
I mean, it would be awesome. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, legend of the game, so to have that opportunity to be able to block for him would be awesome.
They're just trying to get picked, Tim.
And the guy that we all want, Joe Alt.
It'd be awesome. It'd be truly an honor to have, you know, watch him growing up from Minnesota, Wisconsin. So I've seen a lot of him play, and we played for the Packers, so it'd be very cool.
This is the guy.
He won't be there.
No. Has to.
He won't be there.
No.
Unless the Jets get aggressive.
I think they have to get aggressive.
I told you what I do.
Remind the people who might have missed it yesterday what you think the Jets could do because of relationships to move up to a spot where they can get Joe Alt, who is arguably the best left tackle in this draft and has superstar potential. Go.
What we got? We got all these fake tackles, I mean, all these fake tags going on. I think the Jets should join the party. And before the day is over, I think they should tag Bryce Huff. And then what they can do is they can use Bryce Huff as trade bait. And you're not asking for much. You're asking for a swipe. You're asking for a swipe because I think, you know, out there, you know, Chad Alexander just left the Jets, and now he's the assistant general manager out there with Joe Ortiz, who worked, with Joe Ortiz, mm-hmm. who used to work with Douglas in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. I say, hey man, let's swap ones, and you know, we'll trade Bryce Huff to you for pretty much nothing, right? And now you can get rid of Joey Bosa, who has been hurt and was one of the first $100 million defensive ends and has not lived up to that salary cap. And they have major salary cap issues. So I would tag Bryce Huff, trade him, and see if I can swap, because the good thing is they're not looking for your player. So if they drop down, four
spots? They don't
spots,
need a left tackle.
They need a right tackle. So all the right tackles be there. Mims would be there.
At 10.
Fuaga would be mm-hmm. there, right? So the only left tackles you needed. So I'll go out there and I'll try and switch so I can get Joe Alt. And
then so help me help you. Yeah. And the relationship factor overlook.
I'm going to give you a pass rusher. You help me get in position to get my left tackle, and you'll still be able to get your right tackle.
Mm. This just sounds so perfect.
I should be a general manager.
It just sounds so perfect.
No,
all right. Well, that is. What do you think of that? 800-919-3776. Is that something that you'd sign up for? Can it work? We'll get back to your calls. That's audio files, by the way. We'll get into the Knicks stuff as well in 2 o'clock hour. They do play the Hawks tonight. They're in the stretch now where it's against these Eastern Conference teams that they're battling with in the standings. They're trying to keep the Hawks out of it as the Hawks have fallen apart. Then after that, Orlando, and then two games against Philly before they go to the West Coast, and they get closer to getting healthy. So lots of Knicks to get to with you as well. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
See, you want to get one when he rapping silly, you know what I'm saying? Should have got one when he was killing Jigga.
Now, this one actually one of my favorite songs from him.
Ah, so you are Eminem fan.
I follow.
You know what I'm saying? Stand crush anything that Jay-Z ever did, son.
The voices.
Oh, I don't know. Song voices. Cry, man. I like Song Cry better than Stan.
Stan go Waka Flocka.
Stan is good, but it's too serious.
What about Renegade?
There's a see again.
Renegade.
No.
Renegade to say what went my mind at any
he
given
does,
time and say because I'm a renegade.
Listen, Jacob. He does a compilation with Logic that to me is one of the greatest things I've ever heard ever.
You ever heard Speed 'Em?
Speed 'em.
When they got all the fastest rappers ever.
Oh yeah, no.
And M going Twister on there. Doobity 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 doobity.
No.
They got the Meineke man rapping. You remember that Midas? The little
yeah.
They got him rapping.
Yeah,
I'm lying. That was Mario Brothers.
You said Meineke Man, and then you went Midas. So I'm just agreeing with everything you have to say. Let's take Julian in Manhattan. What's up, Julian?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Good afternoon.
What's happening?
Finally, great to get a chance to talk to you guys. I love both of you guys.
Thanks.
Real quick, great news about Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
You love to hear it. But we all know how that guy is. You know what I mean? As long as he's healthy, he's going to play.
Yep.
But I honestly feel like, you know what I mean, why not sit him down? I don't think we should need him to beat Atlanta. I mean, no offense against them, but...
No, they've been in the struggle. Atlanta has been in the struggle for their last seven games. I think they've lost five of them. They are in...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you need to rest him, keep this in mind, too. The Knicks don't play until Friday. And then you play Friday, Sunday, Tuesday against all... Like, these are teams you're battling with in the Eastern Conference. If I can give him a couple of days, I'd rather give him a couple of days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You know, sit him down, let him relax a little bit. I know he's not going to like it.
Well, he's not going to relax, and he's not going to like it. Right.
Yeah, you got to save players from themselves sometimes, too. I mean,
yeah.
But why not? I mean, I know everybody's jumping off the Alec Burks train after, you know, these last couple of weeks.
Well, he has not played well.
But, you know, absolutely not. But, you know, I mean, why not? I still feel like, you know, today if you sit down with JB, maybe Alec Burks gets hot. You know, maybe he starts finding himself. Or what about Shake and Bake?
Milton is going to get
it. I don't know if he's available.
He's going to play tonight. Well, he's available tonight is what Ian Begley's saying. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, you can't expect a lot for a guy that just showed up. You know, you're going to need it. And that's, again, the beauty of this week is after tonight, you've got 2 days off before your next game. So basically, he can come in and get at least a practice in and get a better feel for things. But, you know, I mean, why not see what he can give you before you get fully healthy and they're getting closer to being healthy? So that's what you're waiting for. But I would probably rather see Brunson sit tonight and just make sure he's good. The fact that he's listed as questionable, though, is amazing when you consider what that injury first looked like in the beginning of that game on Sunday night. So, you know, we shall see. But there's a lot of headlines to follow here with you as we head into the Power Hour. And we'll talk about the Knicks and their matchup tonight against the Hawks and where they are headed now and anticipation now. This is the quarter pole, everybody. Then this is it. This is the final stretch to the playoffs. The Knicks right now, with 21 games to go, are holding the fourth spot in the East. Hanging on by a thread, but they're holding it. And so these next couple of games against Eastern Conference opponents are going to be critical. And then they have a West Coast trip, where you hope on that trip is when they get whole again. And you see that team that you remember from January when they were tearing up the league. So we're in that place right now in the season. Your level of expectation for the Knicks, what do you need to see from them? And is 50 wins a possibility? It's also franchise tag day in the NFL, and we will follow all the headlines on that. But one of the headlines already is Adam Schefter saying that the Giants will not be franchising Saquon Barkley. Would be just under $12 million if they did. So the days of Saquon Barkley,
why do they hate
the Giants
him?
Uniform is
why,
over.
Why do they hate him?
And Bart believes that the Giants hate Saquon Barkley because they don't want to pay him. I think he's crazy. So we get the Power Hour coming up. Stay with us. Spartan Hot, 98.7. ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. It might not be the number one thing they have to do this offseason, but on the list of things to do for the Jets is adding a second wide receiver behind Garrett Wilson. Going into the offseason, seemed like there were going to be a lot of options. Now, earlier this morning on DPH on Rothenberg, Rick and Dave said, Jets are going to have to change some of the targets.
I mean, the guys that we thought were possible, T. Higgins, I still think is possible. I think they could trade it.
They could, but I would also understand why you would want, you know, get Chase done and then give it one more go, because it looks like they're going to lose Boyd. So, I mean, it would be tough to watch, you know, at least not give it one more year.
Right, and Pittman sounds like he's going to sign a big deal.
In Indy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, the names
you
hear now are Marquise Brown, Calvin Ridley.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.